All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to start with one tomorrow afternoon in the Big House in Columbus, as this could be a potential Big Ten title game preview between the 13th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers and the 3rd-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, for Wisconsin, they are looking to get back on track following last week's upset on the road at Illinois. And for Wisconsin to do that, they're going to need a big game out of their running back, Jonathan Taylor, while if the Buckeyes want to stack the box and take Taylor away, quarterback Jack Cohn is going to have to go step up and make some big plays, most notably not force turnovers. Now, of course, the Badgers can rely on the number one defense in the nation that already has 18 picks, while they have 27 team sacks, with 8 of those coming from linebacker Chris Orr. But this Wisconsin defense is going to have their hands full with a very explosive Ohio State offense, which features quarterback Justin Fields and running back J.K. Dobbins. And we talk about defense. The Buckeyes are number 2 in the nation. They have 29 team sacks, with 9.5 of those coming from Chase Young, who has the potential to be a top 5 pick in next year's NFL draft. Now, Wisconsin will play better, and I think they, you know, definitely get the bug out of their system as far as, you know, the letdown last week against Illinois. But Ohio State is so dominant, and I think they get to the college football playoff this year. I'm going to take the Buckeyes by the score of 34-17. Now, in Baton Rouge, a huge showdown in the SEC West, as the 9th-ranked Auburn Tigers are traveling to take on the 2nd-ranked LSU Tigers. And for Auburn freshman quarterback Bo Nix, he has been as good as advertised, had a tough game versus Florida in the Swamp, and he's going up in another hostile environment, this time in Death Valley. But the way that LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has been playing this year, he is the litmus to this offense right now, which also features running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire and wide receiver Justin Jefferson. LSU has been known throughout the years of having good DB play. They already have 18 interceptions this year. I think this LSU defense forces Nix into one or two mistakes, very costly mistakes, and I'm going to take LSU at home by the score of 34-24. Now, you're going to have the 6th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions traveling to East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans, and Penn State needs to be on upset alert, because this is the type of game, this could be a trap game for them. Their last few times to East Lansing, they have not come out on the victorious end versus Michigan State. And this Michigan State team really wants to spoil what Penn State is trying to do this season. Sean Clifford at quarterback for Penn State has been unshakable so far, especially when he gets the ball to wide receiver KJ Hamler. This Penn State defense, they love to pin their ears back and come after the opposing quarterback. They're ranked 12th in the nation right now in total defense, while they also have 28 team sacks. But this Michigan State team, they're coming off of a bye. They are licking their wounds after consecutive losses to Ohio State and Wisconsin. And quarterback Brian Lewerke, he's going to have to have a big game. He's going to have to step up, as will wide receiver Darryl Stewart. And this Michigan State defense that has forced 7 interceptions so far this season, they need to go out there and make life tough for quarterback Sean Clifford. I think that the Spartans are going to be in this game throughout. This is going to be a tough game, and I'm going to take Michigan State in the upset at home by the score of 21-19. Now, in the Big 12, you're going to have the 15th-ranked Longhorns of Texas traveling to Fort Worth to take on the Horned Frogs of TCU. And Texas will definitely have their hands full in this contest as they look to hang around in the Big 12 race. Quarterback Sam Ellinger has been solid so far this season for the Horns, but he can't try to do it all himself. He wants to try to get that ball to wide receiver Devin DuVernay and also rely on a secondary that already has 10 interceptions this season. Can this Texas defense make life tough for quarterback Max Duggan and this TCU offense? We'll have to wait and see. One player to keep an eye on definitely for TCU will be linebacker Garrett Warlow. Will he be up for the challenge to meet these Texas running backs in the hole and also make life tough for Ehlinger? Texas will have to work for this one, but I think they pull away late, and I'm going to take the Longhorns by the score of 37-23. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you're going to have the Central Florida Knights traveling to take on the Temple Owls in Philly. Second place in the AAC East is on the line, and I want to see how UCF quarterback Dylan Gabriel comes out in this one. Quarterback Anthony Russo, he's had his ups and downs for Temple, but when he can lean on that running game, which features running back Ramon Davis, and as long as he's able to play action, he is one of the better quarterbacks in the AAC. I think this will be a back-and-forth affair, and the last team that has the football wins. I'm going to take Temple at home by the score of 30-27. And finally, it's the 8th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish traveling to Ann Arbor to take on the 19th-ranked the Michigan Wolverines. This is, of course, these two teams are not in the same conference, but it's important for both teams. Why? Because, number one, Notre Dame is looking to hang around in the college football playoff race, while Michigan, under head football coach Jim Harbaugh, is looking to get a victory against a ranked opponent. Quarterback Ian Book has been solid in his year plus as a starting quarterback for the Irish, and he's not going to be fazed going into a nighttime game at Ann Arbor in front of 100,000 people. Notre Dame has playmakers, which includes running back Tony Jones Jr., but for Michigan, which Shea Patterson is going to show up? Can Shea Patterson make enough plays to keep this Michigan offense on the field and, most importantly, get them to score? This Michigan defense will keep them in the game. They have 23 team sacks, and they have to be disciplined against this Notre Dame offense. It's going to be a grueling affair, but I think Michigan wins ugly by the score of 24-20. So, folks, those are my picks for this Saturday in college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.